Dr. Seth Moore is Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The band engages in fisheries and wildlife research projects throughout the year, working with moose, wolves, fish, deer, grouse, and environmental issues. Dr. Moore joins us now in the studio, and we're going to be talking a little bit about climate change. Welcome, Dr. Moore.
Hi, Kara. Yeah, today I'm going to talk a little bit about climate change, and also for the next interview as well, and some of the efforts that Grand Portage is working on related to global warming. But I guess I first wanted to start by defining a couple of different terms that are used interchangeably relative to climate change. So climate change, first of all, refers to any significant change in measures of climate, including temperature, precipitation, or wind, that lasts for an extended period of time, decades or longer. And climate change can result from natural factors or natural processes within the climate system, like ocean circulation. And also climate change can occur through human activities that change the composition of the atmosphere, like burning fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. Global warming is an increase in the average temperature of the atmosphere near the Earth's surface, and this also can contribute to changes in the global climate. So global warming can occur from a variety of causes, natural and human-induced.
So there is a difference between those two terms?
There is a difference, but they're used generally interchangeably. The thing that people always need to keep in mind with climate change and or global warming is that these aren't changes in individual days or short-term weather events. These are long-term changes over a period of decades or longer.
Have there been other periods in history where there's been something like this happen?
There have. In past history, there have been periods of time in which the climate has warmed due to, you know, volcanic activity, increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And also there have been periods of global cooling as well, when the Earth's rotation passed further away from the sun than it does now.
How do we know that this isn't a naturally occurring event?
You lead to a good point. Right now, what we know in the scientific community is that climate change is occurring, and it's occurring at a rapid rate. There's no longer any debate in the scientific community, and I guess the analogy that I have is that for a long period of time, people believed that the Earth was flat until evidence proved contrary. The same is the case with climate change. We know for a fact that the climate is changing. We also know for a fact that humans are responsible for that by increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. So there's no debate that there actually is climate change going on and it is caused by humans?
Not in the scientific community. There is some debate about the extent of the changes that are occurring, how quickly they're occurring, and there's some concern about what different things may be impacts of climate change, such as what's going to occur with the global food supply, what effects there are going to be from invasive species, what type of diseases there may be to humans, to plants, and to other animals.
Mm-hmm. And how will this affect the Indian tribes?
This is a good question. Indian tribes are disproportionately affected by a changing climate, partly because of the treaties they signed with the federal government in the 1800s. This established where the reservation boundaries are. So as native species shift their ranges due to a changing climate, the Indian reservations aren't going to change in their location. And Indian people have always had a cultural reliance on natural resources. And for the Grand Portage Band, the moose population is a perfect example, where we have a declining moose population, and in all likelihood, this is occurring as an effect of climate change. The moose population is declining, and Grand Portage Reservation is located right in the heart of moose range, but if moose range shifts more northward, Grand Portage people aren't going to be able to harvest moose effectively.
Do people think that climate change is the reason that the moose are declining?
It's certainly one of the leading causes. What we believe is that climate change is affecting other things that affect the moose. For example, our deer population is higher partly because of our land use activities and partly because our winters are warmer. Winters are the time of the year in which most deer are killed. So we have higher deer populations. We have higher predators on the landscape because of the higher deer populations. We have higher parasite loads on these deer that can be passed to moose. And then different disease things can come out because of an increased temperature as well.
We are talking with Dr. Seth Moore. He's Director of Biology and Environment with the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The Grand Portage Reservation is located in the extreme northeast corner of Minnesota on the north shore of Lake Superior in Cook County. You've been sharing some trivia with us that your daughter provides. Do you have one for us now?
Of course I do. She told me that cats have 32 muscles in each ear.
Wonderful. I guess that's why they can hear so well.
It is, and they can move their ears in any direction.
All right. Well, Seth Moore, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks a lot, Kara. We'll see you soon. All right.